Okay, we are picking up from the Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph. We are four lines from the top with of Ella Amar of Nachman. Just to remind ourselves, we were discussing that we have halacha l'Moshe miSinai that seemingly would restrict the final 30 days before Shemitah. Nevertheless, they also had a pasuk, not just the halacha l'Moshe miSinai. So how are we answering the stira between the fact that we have halacha l'Moshe miSinai and a beferish pasuk with the drasha? So the first answer Gemara suggests now is Ella Amar of Nachman, four lines from the top, Ella Amar of Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Kigmir Hilchasa the Mishrei, that when it comes to the halacha of Moshe Sinai, that's teaching us that there's a specific permission to plow for the sake of a yalada, literally a young tree, like a sapling, for the cases which the 10 saplings, those are going to be mutter, specifically a sapling. And a krai, the meser zekena, and the pasuk, which we're using to have that drasha, that is teaching us that it's going to be usher to have an older tree to deal with that is going to be Asr. And Bisham and Bishilah, we're extending the prohibition from Pesach and Shavuos to before the Shemitah Yireh B'Gamliel, because that was part of the Takana, has the ability to uproot that part to make it only 30 days before. That's the Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And we're now, as a problem with this explanation, where it says, Kevam de Hilchas of the Mishra Yalada, but since the Halacha Moshe Sinai was there in order to permit plowing for the sake of a sapling, Laba Mila Zekina Asir, so then wouldn't it come out beferish from the Halacha Moshe Sinai, then an older tree is definitely going to be Asir? So that's clearly implied by the Halacha Moshe Sinai. So then back to the original question, is why do I need both? So the Gemara then rejects this answer. It gives another answer. Ella Hilchasa al Rabbi Yishmael. Now they have to understand that the Shemitah restrictions are going to be Halacha Moshe Sinai only according to Rabbi Yishmael. However, what did we have the Karish Shabakatzer Tishbos, that whole drasha was only according to Rabbi Akiva, cry Rabbi Akiva. That was what we saw before, that Halacha Moshe Messina is only going to be used according to Rabbi Yishmael, whereas Rabbi Akiva just had the drasha that we had before. He's going to understand that there would be he's going to hold that that's going to come from the Pesukim, and you don't need Halacha Moshe Messina. He's going to deny that the fact that this was Halacha Moshe Messina, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, he's going to need it, which implies supplying before Shemitah is going to be Aser, is only according to Rabbi Yishmael, because again there are no Pesuk according to him which would understand it like that. So therefore the Gemara now has given an answer which the we're assuming that the pre-Shemitah is going to apply Midaraisa 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. That's going to be Rabbi Kiva, or according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's going to be Halacha Moshe Messinai, and Bisham and Bisila came to extend that to Pesach and Shavuos, whereas Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din came to modify it and say that it was a Takana that was part of the Takana, that you could modify it, and they were able to modify it only to the Maker Din, either Halacha Moshe Messinai or Din Daraisa, to 30 days before the time of Shemitah. That is the opinion, the first opinion that we're answering, to give the Teretz. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Yosan, because a different explanation. He says, Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dino Midoraisa Batil. Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din are learning it from Edin Deoraisa. They're learning it out from the Pesukim. As it says, my time, what's the reasoning they're able to darish the Pesukim differently? Gamar Shabbos, Shabbos, Mishabbos, Bereishis. They learn it out as Rashi. It's important to note, I don't think I mentioned this in the introduction, but this is one of the interesting Masechtas where the Rashi on the side of the page, most likely, they assume, is probably not the Shita of Rashi they're familiar with, because many times Rishonim quote Rashi, it's not the Rashi we have on the side. So they found a Ksav Yad recently of Rashi Ksav Yad, that a lot of the newer editions of the Ozu Hadar is put on the side, because it's more accurate. It's very similar to the Rashi and the Rif, and they probably think that is the more correct version of Rashi. By the way, so when I say Rashi Ksav Yad, I'm referring to the Rashis, not on the ones that we have the bigger letters on the side, rather the small ones on the Oz V'Hadar ones. I can tell you, a lot of the Gemaras have them. It's a Chav Tes Yod. It's Rashi Teva Ksav Yad. It's the manuscript Rashi that they found. So either way, so Rashi in the Ksav Yad, so I never say Ksav Yad, that's what I'll be referring to from now on. So Rashi in the Ksav Yad, it quotes the pasuk. It says Shabbos Shabboson Yi La'aretz. It says Shabbos Shabboson Yi La'aretz, and that is the. That is the lashon of the Shabbos Bereishis, Torah Le'arim and Gezeirah Shava, and because of that, we're learning out that Shabbos Shabbos and Yilaretz is teaching a malah hi asura, just as regards to Shabbos. Only Shabbos itself is asur. Lefanei alachrei mutar, now right before or after Shabbos is going to be permitted to do malacha. Friday and Sunday there's no malachas. Afkani asura. So too with regards to Shemitah year, the year itself is asur. Lefanei alachrei mutarin, but the preceding it and after it is going to be mutar on a level of daraisa. Rabbi Gamliel, based on his Gezeirah Shava, he was able to understand that doing malachas on Shemitah is not going to be a different level of daraisa, and apparently he has the ability ability to do so. That thing Rosh Hashanah always quotes this from the series of Raya, for what Rosh Hashanah said before, that we see that the din of Ein Beis Nachal Levato Beis Nechavero is only with regards to takanas that they made. However, if they have a different way to be Dorish a Pasuk, as we see from here, because the Gemara clearly, Adav Gimel told us that he's not allowed to argue with Beis Shammai's Hillel's takanas, yet over here he's allowed to argue with how they understand a Pasuk. So that is something which is very interesting. We see that there, that if you're a Tanya, you're able to be Dorish Psukim, then you have the ability to argue on a preceding generation, even if they're greater than you, B'minya Rechav, but if you would learn the Pasuk differently. That's seemingly what comes out of the Gemara over here. And there's another very, very important point that the Rishonim ask over here, is that this seems to contradict, what does it mean? The Gemara says that Lefanei L'Acharei Mutarim, just like Shabbos, is Lefanei L'Acharei Mutarim. Is that really true? There's no concept of Tosefes Shabbos. What's going on over here? How in the world is it we are denying the fact that there's Tosefes Shabbos? Pashas, the Gemara and Yuma learns for the halachas of Yuma, for definitely for Yom Kippur, is Din D'Oraisa, and seemingly for Shabbos and Yontif as well. It's also part of Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif. Many Rishonim and Tosas seem to keep that halacha as well, that it's also D'Oraisa. So Tosas answer, a very important Tosas we hear, that most of Halachah Kodesh is just a small amount. And such a small amount, that's also Rabbi Gamliel would be moded that you're most of that. Mamish a few minutes, that would be moded too, which has very big nafka minutes in both examples. First of all, Tosos seem to understand, according to this version of Tosos, that you can keep Shabbos, if you're Mekabel Shabbos just a few minutes earlier, that would be okay. That is not so posh. Shetler likes to quote the Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz in Yuma Natsugi over there that says it's a half hour. Shetler, I think, is even Makbid Akadei Kach, I have to double check this, but I think he's Makbid even Davin Bechidus, if you won't be able to Davin in a minion, that's a half hour before be Mekabel Shabbos a half hour before Mincha won't finish a half hour before the Zman of Shabbos, because he holds that you have to be Mekayim the Tosefes Shabbos potentially Doreisa, and then he'll daven b'chidus in order to have there. Nevin tells very makbid about this also, but not the half hour. I think he's 2 minutes is his lashon. I have to double check, but very small amount. But this again is very nogea, because according to a lot of poskim, if you're davening mincha by definition, you have not accepted upon yourself Shabbos, and then just not Tosefes Shabbos. So it's one of the things in Eretz Yisrael they're very good about it, and in America less so. In Eretz Yisrael, most of the minyanim, at least our chesed and other areas, they're davening mincha 20 minutes before, 15 minutes before shkia, so they're definitely going to finish mincha in time that you can be mekabel Shabbos. You have to, according to Nansal, actually said, "Hey, I'm ready mekabel Shabbos kodesh." That's according to Nansal, and you have to do that in order to be mekabel Shabbos, and you need to finish 2 minutes before shkia, and in order to do that, Nansal says, "Akdei kach, if you're onus and you get to the whatever, you're only like you have 8 minutes left." And you're not going to finish, you know your Shmoneh Esrei takes 10 minutes, or you can't rush it, let's say 5 minutes left. Rav Nevinzal says you're onus at that time. You should mekabel Shabbos, akadei kach, and you're onus, and then you could daven tashlumin for Marav, do 2 tashlumins, because you're onus when you came to Mincha. That's a fascinating side. That's how far it goes. I'm just strengthening this whole idea, is that everyone should try, if they can, to be makbid, to finish Mincha before this Zman of Shkia. There are heter. I think Rav Willig has a heter that if you're Porish min Malacha, even though you're davening Mincha still, you could assume that it's part of Tosefes Shabbos, or I think Rav Sturmach has some heterim like that also, but many poskim, I think Rav Nevinzal, both Rav Shechter and others as well, they both assume you have to finish Mincha and be Mekabel Shabbos before the time of Shabbos. So this is a very important halacha that comes out of the Tosos over here, this Tosos, that it's only a small amount. There are those, again, Rav Shechter himself is actually makbid for half hour, but nonetheless, we see over here the concept in Tosos, and that, again, it could be a Dindoresa, be Mekabel Tosefes L'chol al Kodesh, but this is a very important Tosos, says it's just Porta, a small amount. That's what the Olam is knowing, to be Mekel, to be Mekabel Shabbos early. They'll only do it a few minutes before, based on this Tosos. So the Gemara now, again, asks a question. Again, we're bringing a Raya from the Gzeira Shabbos. The Gemara says, Maski Ravashi, Mada Mar Hilchasa. But according to the one who says that the 30 days before Shemitah is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Asa Gzeira Shava Akra, how can I have a Gzeira Shabbos that's uprooting Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? And also the way around, Mada Mar Kra, even according to Rabbi Kiva, learned out from Sukkim, so then Isaac Zereshava Akra Kra, then how can Zereshava come and uproot the Pasuk that Rabbi Kiva had, which was Dorish that you need to add on to Shemitah? So what's going on over here? How can we assume that the Rabbi Gamliel is learning the Pesukim Zereshava that's uprooting either Halacha Moshe Sinai or Beferish Pesukim? So the Gemara therefore gives a different explanation. Elam Ravashi, Rabbi Gamliel, the Beis Dino, Savre, Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Elchasa, Gamir La. No, Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din hold like Rabbi Shmuel, who said that the issue of plowing 30 days before is going to be Halacha L'Moshe Misinai from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. When they learn that it was regards to the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Bisman Shabbos Hamikdash Kaim, only when there is the Beis Hamikdash is standing, Dumya de Nisach HaMayim, similar to Nisach HaMayim, is on the same list. We had Nisach HaMayim was mentioned over there, and the Arava, which was mentioned there. Those things are all mentioned in context of the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, that's why it's mentioned specifically for those regards, that those things are going to be only when the Beis Hamikdash is standing. However, Bisman Aval, Bisman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kaim, if Beis Hamikdash Mishnah is unfortunately destroyed, lo, the Halacha of Moshe Mishnah would not apply. Therefore, he's not uprooting any din d'areis. So he holds like Rabbi Shmuel that it's Halacha of Moshe Mishnah. The Halacha of Moshe Mishnah was only said when there is a Beis HaMikdash, and that's how, in fact, the Rishonim him go. This is how he passed on Halacha Lomai, said that there is no Tosefes Shvi'as B'banazeh. Therefore, we don't hold of Tosefes Shvi'as, especially Kashmita's Derebanan. We don't hold of that. But I think, though, this Tosos does come back into play, because I remember, I didn't have a chance to double check this, but, in Eretz Yisrael, it's exciting. So a lot of people learn, just like Kitzur Svarim, just to understand the basics of Shemitah. I believe I do remember that there was a Chumrah that the right before Shemitah you should not be planting, but it could be that that's already an issue with regards to Shemitah itself, not because of the Sefer Shemitah, so I'm not sure about that. But definitely there might be some sort of issues of doing it right before for other Cheshbonas to plant Mamish, like literally, I'm talking about like planting an Erev Rosh Hashanah, because it's only going to take, by the time it takes root to grow, I think that's a problem. It's going to take like 3 days to grow, so then we're assuming your Mamish planting into Shemitah, which would be an issue. But either way, this is a very important din, halacha l'maisa, because we do not hold of Tosefes Shemitah bisman hazeh. Okay, now the Gemara continued, and I quote in the next part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah said, aval lo mimea geshamim umea kilon. One is not allowed to water from an irrigated field during Chol Hamoed, neither from a pool of rainwater, neither from the water of a well. So the Gemara says, now understand, bishlam umea kilon, understand why the water of a well should be usher to use in watering, because it's very excessive, it's very hard work to work very hard. And therefore, since the well is very deep, watering it is going to have, you have to draw it with a pail, which is again very difficult. And so that's something which is asar chol hamoed. Ela mei geshamim mai tirchika, but according to a pool of rainwater, what's the big problem if you're watering from it? It doesn't seem to be anything which is going to be very difficult. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, no. Amar Rabbi Eloi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, gzera mei geshamim al tamei kilon. The rainwater is prohibited because of a gzera. Maybe it'll come to use the excessive issue of a water of a well as well. And that's the problem. And that's the problem over here. The Chacham are concerned, a lot of people to draw water from a well, this would also be a problem, and that would be a tirchei seiros. And where it says Rav Ashi, Amar no, mei geshem gufay leide mei kalon asu, that the pool of rainwater itself will eventually come to be like water of the well. It's going to require a pail, which is going to then lead to a tirchei seira, and therefore. It's asr minei ubei, not just like zero atu something else, not just it will lead to something else, rather in itself is a problem. So Gemara says actually makamiflegi b'Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Ashi are disregarding to halacha of Rabbi Zira. Demar Zira Amar Rabbi Yirmi Amar Shmo Naharos Hamoshkin Mayim Min Hakamim Mutulashkos Bem B'Chol Shamoed. If you have streams that are drawing water from a ponds which have rainwater in them, it's going to be mutter to water from them during Chol Hamoed. Because the ponds, they have a lot of rainwater, so therefore it's not, we're not afraid it's going to run dry. That's what Rashi and Ksav Yad says, and therefore it's not going to be an issue. Mar isla Rabbi Zira, so Rav Ashi agrees to Rabbi Zira. Mar isla Rabbi Zira, whereas Rabbi Yochanan is going to disagree with Rabbi Zira. Rav Ashi said that the only reason from wanting from a pool of rainwater is usher because we're just afraid that it's, lest it come to a point where it's going to become necessary to draw water from the pail. So then if there's not an issue, Rav Ashi would permit watering from a pool of rainwater. Accordingly, he's going to hold like Rabbi Zira, who says that the case of the streams is where there is no fear that the water is going to drop to a low level, watering them on the climate is going to be mutter. However, Rabbi Yochanan says that even where there's no fear that the water is going to go to such a small level, using a pool of rainwater is going to be usher because one may come to draw from a well, which is therefore going to be anyway a different Zira, in which case he's going to disagree with the opinion of Rabbi Zira. That's what Rashi over here, the regular Rashi, fleshes it on the side. So now the Gemara goes back to understanding the halacha of Rabbi Zira. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Zira, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmi, Amar Shmuel, Naharois, Amoishchin, Mayim, and Agamim. If you have streams that are drawing water from ponds, Mutter Lahashkos Ben Mechol HaShemoyed is permitted to water from them during Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara is a kasha. Esi, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yirmiya have a kasha in Rabbi Zira based on the Mishnah. Avalobame, Gashavim, Lomene, Kilo. Not from a pool of rainwater and not from water of a well, because the fear that the water level is going to decrease and it's going to be a problem. So we see that we should be concerned with water and the water levels in the ponds are going to drop. So how are you going to answer for Rabbi Zira? The Chor is a kasha, Rabbi Zira. Amrleis, we said to Rabbi Zira, Yirmiya, Brim, Yirmiya, my son, Hane, Agama, Devava, Kamaya, Dulopaski, Damu. The waters of Bavel are different. They're like water that doesn't stop, and therefore there's not an issue. Bezerah had quoted the name of Shmuel, who lived in Bavel, was discussing the ponds in his country in Bavel with regards to Chol HaMoed. Since there's a lot of water in the ponds of Bavel, there's no concern that the water is going to stop flowing into the streams, and therefore it's not going to be problematic on Chol HaMoed. However, when the Mishnah is talking about Eretz Yisrael, where there is reason to worry that the water levels are going to go down, thereby creating the need to draw from an area below them, so that's going to lead to Tircha Sira, and that is going to be the issue over here, and therefore the Mishnah is not a stira to his psak. Now the Gemara continues, Tadar Rabbanan, we learn in a Braisa. Hapsikos ve'abrechos v'smel mayim erev yomtov asur lashkos bem l'cholo shalmoyed. If you have ditches and different types of pools that are filled with water from before the chalamoyed, it's asur to water them during chalamoyed. Because they're both types of reservoirs which rainwater is kept, and so what the problem is, the water is going to lose the water. It's going to be getting water from the spring. But if it's going to have water passing through them, then it's going to be permitted, because then it's going to the person is going to constantly have a flow of water which is constantly come from a spring, and we're not afraid it's going to lead to any problems of tirchas here. Working hard to fix the situation. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa v'hu sheruba shalosa sada shel meosa amasamayim. So I'm going on the second halacha, that this is only going to be true if the majority of that field is capable of being watered from the water that's flowing through it, the water channel that's flowing through it at one time. No, even if the majority of the field is not drink, meaning that it can't be watered from the at one time, it's still going to be mutter. Why? Kevin de kamash mashchav aisya meimer amar iloshas et chad yomai tish t'lutrei etlasi yomai. Since the water is constantly flowing, a person is just going to say that the field can't drink one day. It's going to drink over the next 2 or 3 days. And whatever water I can accomplish today, then I'm going to do that. Whatever I can't be done, I'm just going to do it after it refills. And it's never going to lead to a tircha esira, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Now the Gemara says another halacha. Tanur rabba within a breisa breicha shen otefas mayim misada beis hashlich. If you have a pool of water which is going from one irrigated field, it's permitted to water from that pool into another irrigated field. The two irrigated fields are apparently on some sort of incline, so the Rosh Hashanah point out. One is higher than the other. So then, if that's the case, the upper field is watering from the spring. Some of the water goes down to the lower one. The Brace is saying that it's permitted to water the lower field from the water of the top field. So the Gemara says, but at the end of the day, though, the water in the top one might run out, and which could cause a person to draw water from another source, which is then going to lead to a tirchas eira, which would be aser. Amar b'yirmiya v'adayini metateftes. No, the case is where the water is still coming down. It's still metaftef is like trickle. It's a small amount of water coming down from the upper one, and therefore not because the pool is going to dry up. The water of the pool going down to the lower one is not going to dry up. Amar b'ya v'yishu l'pasak mayan arishon. But this is only going to be that the first spring, which is flowing from the upper field, has not stopped running yet. However, if the spring had an upper one stops, then it's going to be usher, even though there's still a small amount dripping from the upper field to lower field. If the mayan itself, the spring, is no longer bringing water, we're afraid that it's going to be a tirchas eira to go bring from another spring. So that's why it's going to be usher. So the Gemara continues, Tanya, we're learning a lot about watering fields here. Rabbi Shimon ben Anasya oimer shtei arugos zul l'mal mazul. If two, arugos, two fields, bed of a field, is one higher than the other, lo yad lemen atachtona v'yashkim min al-yona. You're not allowed to draw from water from the tachtona, from the lower one, v'yashkas l'yona, and water the upper one, because again, that's tirchas eira. Only what we had before, the upper to the lower is going to be mutter. Yosra al kinam Rabbi Lazar bar Shimon, afila aruga achas chetzia namach v'chetzia gavoa, lo yad le mimakum namach v'yashkas l'makum gavoa. Even if you have one area on which a lower half and half on the higher level, you're not allowed to draw from the water and the lower one to the upper one. That's going to be pointless. Now another brace, Satan Rabbanan, madlin irakas g'day lo'ochan, you're allowed to madlin. We're going to analyze what does this madlin mean for the sake of the vegetables in order to eat them. The imbish shall be after an usher. However, if it's done for the sake of improving them, they grow better after chalamoid. That's going to be usher. What exactly madlin is going to be in the discussion of hamshech? But this madlin literally means to draw it for the sake of the vegetables. That is going to be usher if it's done after. If it's done for the purpose of after chalamoid. So now, what are we discussing? Is this madlin? It's very important. Nafkamida lachalamaisa. Is this madlin something which is going to be a tirchei asira, and therefore obviously something which is a tirchei asira is, and you're doing it. The main purpose of why you're doing it is only going to be for after the moed. Then it's going to be usher. Which potentially, if something's not a tirchei asira, potentially again, you might not necessarily have such major issues doing it on chalamoid. However, the Rashi over here understands, the Rashi on the side that we have, the regular Rashi, he understands. No, even if it's not a tirchei asira, there's going to be usher, which would lead to a very big chumra that even if something is not a major tzorech at all, but you're doing it for the purpose of after chalamoid, that could be a major issue. Again, this is a big shaila. Had Achronim discuss this halacha lemaisa, but that this Gemara's understanding is very important for draw conclusions halacha lemaisa. So the Gemara says, Ravina v'Rabba Tosfai have ka azli ba'orcha. Ravina Rabba Tosfai, that was his name. They were going on the road one time. They saw a person who was drawing water from a panel called Moed. and he was watering vegetables. So seemingly, he was violating halachas of chalamoid. Amar le rabba to swear the ravina, leisei mar l'shamte. Come and go put him in cherem, go excommunicate him from the community, and give him a very big punishment, because this is going to be usher. There's only mutter in an irrigated field. This is not an irrigated field, and it's usher. Amar le ravina said to rabba to swear, v'atani bo. Don't we learn in a braisa, madlu l'irakos k'dei l'ochlan? We draw them from the vegetables in order to eat them. Accordingly, this person who is watering the vegetables for the sake of eating them chalamoid is not doing anything wrong. So the Gemara says, Amar Leis, so Rabbi Tisfai responded to him, Misavris, my Madlin, Maya, do you think that what is meant by Madlin, it means drawing water? That doesn't mean what it means. My, what is it meant by turning onto the, my Madlin, turning onto the next someone, Adonam Abayis? What does it mean by Madlin? Shlufe, we pull out the vegetables from other vegetables. That's what it means. Kedisnan, we learn in the Mishnah, Maidel Begefanim, someone who's literally Maidel Begefanim, he's thinning out the vines, he's uprooting some of the vines so that the plants are going to stay together. Kishem Shu Maidel Beshalach, Kach Maidel Beshalanim. This is the lachas in Mesechas Peah, Mishnah Yosef Peah. We're discussing over here that you have a chiyuv in Peah to leave a corner of your field, designate a corner of your field, to the Aniyim. So the Shaila is how do you treat the Aniyim's produce? Is that here we're talking about vines. The way you take of your vines is that you thin them out because you're getting rid of the majority to make the ones that are there more qualitatively better. So should you do the same thing for the aniyim? So according to the Kana, according to Rabbi Huda, yes, you should do that. Rabbi Meir says, though, Bishalo Rashai, only within his own vines is he permitted to thin it out. Rabbi Meir has a different anach. He assumed that the aniyim would rather have a lot of average quality crops than having a smaller amount of a very high superior crop. So this is a technical machlokas, but the point we're bringing this out for is that, and then the halach lemaisa would be, what do you do for the aniyim? What is it with the way you would do it, or is it with the way what we might assume that the aniyim would rather? This machlokas or meir or bihuda. But the braisa clearly shows us that what over here, that the line of meidel is referring to pulling out the vegetables. But don't we learn in braisa that medalin means clearly drawing water? Medalin mayim lirakas kedelochan, drawing water from vegetables in order to eat them. This Mishnah is clear, this Braisa rather, is quoting the word of Mayim, is clear to the expression of Madlin, is referring to drawing water, not to plucking the vegetables. Responded to him, Tanya, Tanya. But if it was taught in a Braisa, it was taught, and I retract my opinion, meaning I was doing a different opinion, and therefore, he responded again, and we clearly use it in the Lashon of drawing, and therefore, he's retracting, he didn't think that what he did was going to necessarily be Aser, if it was for the sake of Chalamoid. Now we're up to the next part of the Mishnah, which told us, Ve'in Osin Ugios L'Gefanim, one may not make Ugios for Gefanim. What are these Ugios? And we're asked, my Ugios, what are these Ugios? I'm reviewed. They're binke, they're a type of ditches. The ditches that are dug around the roots of a grapevine for the sake of gathering the water. That is going to be usher. The Gemara says now, Tana mehachi v'lar n'rbaisa, elo en ogios, what are the ogios? Bididin should be kari zesim, should be kari gefanim. Ditches which are dug around the roots of an olive tree and the roots of a grapevine. The Gemara says, any ogios really mean ditches around the grapevine. V'ara v'yuda shar levnei bart zesim le'eved benke lechar meon. He printed the paper bart zetzai, it's the name of a place, wherever this was, or maybe someone says the name of a person, it was his family, to make ditches around their vineyards. Whatever it was, he was clearly allowing the ditches around their vineyards during Chalamoid. So the Mishnah's ruling is regard to new ditches. Habatike, whereas the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda is referring to old ones, and the new ones is going to be soil, which is required, it's going to be it's going to be usher and chalamoid. Rav Yehuda's halacha of unclogging the old ditches from the dirt that fills them is easy, and therefore it's older ones. It's going to be easier to do, and that's going to be permitted. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Enosin es ha'amar. You're not allowed to dig a new irrigation canal during chalamoid and during shemitah. The Gemara says, "Now I understand bishlam moed. I understand why chalamoid is usher because of tirach yisira mishum de katarach. Ela shviyas my time, as we pointed out, there is no issue of tirach yisira with regard to there's no halacha of tirach yisira. Whatever is there to improve the field for right now and this year is going to be usher, and whatever is helping it for next year, even if it's tirach yisira, and it's not for the purpose of this year whatsoever, again, with many exceptions to that rule and how to understand and define it, is but that the general rule we're talking about right now, that if it's only for the next year, that's not problematic. So what's going out of here? So the Gemara says now, Pligu ba Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Abba bar Mamal. Rabbi Zera and Mamal disagree with why it is. Chad Amar one says, because Mishni Rabbi Keoder. It looks like you are doing you're hoeing for the sake of the Shemitah product, the produce of the Shemitah year, and it's similar to doing a hoe, so it's a problem of taking hoes and hoeing around in your field, and that's a problem in Shemitah. V'chad amar, mipnei shemachshir agape lizria. No, it's because you're preparing the canal for planting, and that's going to be usher during the Shemitah year, and making the ground looser and softer, which is a major problem. So the Gemara says, My binayu, is there an afkamina between these two explanations? The Gemara says, yes, there is. Ikabinayu, jiku asamaya basre. There's an afkamina where water is coming immediately after him into the canal. Is it going to be mutter? If he starts digging the canal next to the water, so he digs, the water flows into it. Man dam rab nesha machshir gapil Israel. So according to the one who holds that you're preparing it for planting, ika, there is still a reason to prohibit this digging, because at the end of the day, you're going to be preparing it for planting. Man dam rab nesha nirka oder, but in this case where you have this water is coming into the canal, then it doesn't look like you're being older, you're hoeing the field. Leika, there is no reason to say that it's usher, and therefore the fact that the water is coming in, that shows he has no intention of hoeing that spot, and therefore it would look like you're planting potentially, which would make it usher. However, if it looks like you're hoeing, it's not an issue. So Gemara says, Lamanta Amrap Nation Yurika Oder. Now according to the one who says it's because it looks like you're hoeing, Leikosh Nation Machshir Gapil Israel, why don't you be concerned for the reason that you're preparing the field for growing and planting? Why would he permit it even if the water is coming out? So therefore the Gemara says that really the Gemara is assuming that both Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Amram Mamal are agreeing to the reason preparing it is also part of the Zira of maybe it's going to come to lead you to plant. And the Machlokas is only with regards to the reason one who is hoeing is also applying. So the Gemara says, therefore, the Machlokas is going to be the Kashakal Minei Meshadi Labrai, where he takes the ground from the canal and throws it outside, far away from the area of the canal, so that the ground is going to scatter around. So what's the issue of here? According to the one who says it's because he's preparing the area for planting, Leika, there's no reason to assume that you're prohibited this digging, because you're not preparing anything for the planting. It looks like you're hoeing, is because you've emptied that ground around you and it looks like you're actually going to be hoeing the field. That's a problem. But according to the one who says that you're preparing it for planting, why isn't he concerned for the other gzera also, that it looks like it appears like you're hoeing? Why would it be permitted in this case also? The Gemara is basically assuming, why doesn't each answer hold of both gzeras? So the Gemara says, because he holds that the hoeing doesn't apply, kishakil beduchte manachle, because when one hoes and he takes up the ground around you, puts it back in his place, and therefore, according to this answer, this is where you don't soften the earth is going to simply be put in its place, it's not moved away. He holds that it's not similar to hoeing, and therefore it's permitted during Shemitah. So really, it seems to be the Gemara is assuming at Lamaskana that really they would be choshish for both, but they both have different limitations to the other one's shita, meaning that it really is choshish, that maybe there is a problem of doing it in a way that would look like you're hoeing. However, this doesn't look like you're hoeing, that's how the Gemara wants to give the explanation. Now, the Gemara gives now another explanation of our Mishnah, which actually had a Mimer Masin Lim Neshir Ka'oda, as Rashi explains that a Mimer had in the Mishnah stating explicitly that Belezer's whole reason, for forbidding the canal during Shemitah is because it appears like you're hoeing. The Mamish was in his Girsa, so it's clear that what the reason was. The Kashalei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but he had a stira though with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, with another ruling of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because he says in a different context, Umi Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kol Shnei Reka Oder Aser, that the whole reason is because it looks like you're hoeing during Shemitah or Aminu. I have a stira from the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Shviyas tells us that also Adam Azivla Otzer, a person may make his place of a zivla, is literally the manure or whatever, those things in a stockpile during the Shemitah. Rabbi Meir Otzer Ad Sheyamek Shlosha Tefachim. Rabbi Meir says it's Otzer unless it's three Tefachim into the ground. Or unless he raises it three Tefachim into the ground. Why would Rabbi Meir hold that? Because he's understanding that putting it there is Otzer because you're going to be fertilizing that area. Ayalo Davar Muat, if you had a small amount of this manure or whatever it is that you're using from before the Shemitah, most of Allah Volech, you can add to it during the Shemitah, even without lowering or raising it to three Tvachim. The Lazar Bazaria Oser, he says that it's Oser, even in this case, as Rameir is being made, unless he always lowers it three Tvachim from the ground, or he raises it three Tvachim above the ground, or he paces it on a boulder. Now, Rabbi Lazar Bazaria is giving an answer of digging three Tvachim into the ground during Shemitah, when he's the opinion that digging it looks like it's hoeing. How could that be mutter to dig three tefachim to the ground? That's problematic, even according to his own shita. So the Gemara gives two different answers. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Abba Marmama, one says the cases where he lowered the area before Shemitah, you see, you're not actually digging, and therefore there is no problem of Nerek Oder, that you're making it look like you're hoeing and then doing an Esr Malacha on Shrias, because you already did it before had Shemitah had started. No, that the fact that you're putting the manure there is being Mochiach, it's showing clearly that his attention is not for the sake of hoeing, and therefore everybody would know that you're not doing anything which is problematic. You let her repair a damaged canal during the chamoed. What does it mean that it's considered damaged? Amar Rabbi Abba, she'imaisa amuka tefach mamika at shishat tefachim. The canal is now one tefach deep. You let her restore it to the previous depths, which apparently we're assuming, which is six tefachim deep, which apparently is a standard shear for what we're assuming is an irrigation canal. Again, you can learn so much about the agriculture and the farming system just from learning moed katan. So the Gemara says, pshita is obvious. In that case, the canal is half a tefach deep, and wishes to restore it to three tefachim. Kevin the lover Maya lo klumu. Since the water doesn't pass the well, it's nothing, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. We should be aser tefachim al shneim aser. Similarly, in a case where it's two tefachim deep and you wish to make it 12 tefachim, the katarach tuchay aser. Right now, that's considered an excessive amount of work. That's going to be also obviously also low. That's also going to be aser tefachim al shivamau. However, what's the case where you have two tefachim deep and you want to make it 7 tefachim? What's the lacha? Hacha chamisha kamamik. So now you're only you're digging only 5 extra tefachim, and you're also, it's permitted to add 5. Oh, Dilma, no, given the ika terech esira, you're adding that extra tefach, it's not necessary because you only need to get it to 6. Ika terech etfei, it's too much working too hard, and therefore it should be aser. Teiku, the Gemara leaves this question unresolved, and the Gemara doesn't give an answer to that. Okay, Baruch Hashem, will pick up with a baye, shara, levnei, bar hamdaf, klushvuchinara, Baruch Hashem, in tomorrow's daf.